Hello and welcome back to another episode of Crimespiracy. I am your host, Quentin.
And Shalane.
And today, we have some very fun things planned.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. End times, fucking, I don't know what yours is about. Obviously murders, but...
Joseph James DeAngelo?
Oh, okay. Sorry, I hadn't ever heard of him before.
Yeah, but I wanted to start it off talking about how I completely biffed it the other day. So in my house, we have, like, our laundry room is kind of just like a hallway, and we have a baby gate so that our dog doesn't get into the laundry. And it's one where you lift it up and it'll swing either way. But we've been using it for so long that you can lift it up, but if you don't lift it up, like, all the way, the bottom part will still get stuck, but the top part will open. And that happened to me, and my leg got caught in it, and it closed on my leg, and it took me to the ground. My leg's, like, purple in, like, two different spots now, so that's fun. That happened.
Yikes.
Yeah. And then, so, like, every episode, I've realized that I'm talking about my new addiction. First, it was The Sims, and then it was Animal Crossing, and then it was the new Pokemon, and now it's Minecraft. It's it's a two-week happening.
Yeah.
I swear.
This is true.
Yeah. So, if you guys know any good games, let me know, so it can be my addiction for 2 weeks.
Also, if you guys didn't see on our website, we have changed the schedule of Crimespiracy, so instead of it being weekly, it is bi-weekly. This will help us create better content, better edited videos, longer episodes, you know, etc. Our podcast will still be uploaded on Mondays like it normally is, but then the following Monday, when there is no new episode, there will be the video version uploaded.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, first up, I get to go first this week. Fancy. Our pal Joseph, you know, he has many different names, from the original Night Stalker and the Golden State Killer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And there are quite a few more names, but I figured I wouldn't include all of them just because it's a kind of long list. So our pal Joseph was born on November 8th of 1945 in New York. Now, this, like, isn't too long ago.
Okay.
And when I get to the end, it's going to be absolutely, like, crazy, because it includes some very recent dates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
So, apparently, as a child, he and his three siblings were beaten by their father, and he witnessed the rape of his younger sister. So, he's already off to a real bad start, which...
Real rough, rough.
Common trend within these people.
Yeah.
Not sure I could even call him that at this point, but, you know. So, you know, of course this led to him committing burglaries, torturing and killing small animals. You know, all that fun stuff as a teenager that you want to do. So, Joseph, you know, he goes off to college and he finds a girlfriend and they get engaged. But she broke it off because he threatened her with a gun and tried to force their marriage. Because, you know, that's what normal people do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, he then went to the army, and he served for a little less than 2 years before he became an officer, and then he was fired because he was caught shoplifting, and then because they fired him, he threatened the chief of police, he threatened to kill him, and he allegedly stalked his house. So that's great. And so then, backtrack a little bit to when he was an officer, he married Sharon Huddle, and 7 years later, they bought a home in Citrus Heights before, you know, he was arrested. And they had three daughters before they were separated in, get this, 2019.
Damn, the daughters were separated in 2019?
No, the couple.
Oh, okay.
Joseph.
Before they were separated.
Yeah, sorry. Joseph and Sharon, they got divorced in 2019.
Okay.
So we're going back to 1976 when, you know, he began moving on from his little steps in burglary, you know, making himself this big name that he has now. So he had just moved to Sacramento in his attempt to escape those burglary charges and immediately began stalking middle-class neighborhoods to look for women who lived alone, or with children but had a house that was one story, you know, quick to escape from. So you guys probably already kind of know where this is going when I say women who live alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So most people had, like, heard or seen someone on their property before the attacks, and many people in the area, it was, like, very common for break-ins to happen. And it was said that he would enter these homes beforehand to unlock windows or plant guns or weapons for future use. Which is crazy.
That is pretty interesting, actually.
He would also apparently call his future victims in order to, like, learn their daily routines.
Bro.
Dude.
What's that movie? Scream?
Huh?
Is it that movie? The Scream movie?
I have no idea.
It's called Scream. It's like the guy with, like, the
ghost
mask.
Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't
think... Yeah, but he calls him before. I don't know what the hell he asked, though, but that just, I don't know. Yeah. Reminded me of the movie.
He also targeted women who lived alone, again, or with their children, again. But as this progressed, he later preferred couples. And I'm about to tell you why after this warning. this gets pretty descriptive about what he would do in their house. You know, not nice things. So you might want to skip ahead a good 5-10 minutes. I don't know how long it's, maybe 5 minutes. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to talk about this. But he would break in through a window or glass door, like sneaking in so he wouldn't wake them up as soon as he entered. And then he would wake them up at gunpoint. And then he would, you know, have them bound up, apparently with shoelaces was a nice thing. And he would have them blindfolded and gagged. He would make the woman tie up the man. And he would place a series of plates on his back, and then he would tell them, if I so much as hear these plates rattle, I'm killing everyone in the house.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he had his thing set, his plans. He knew exactly what he was doing and when.
Yeah.
So, you know, after he would tell them that, he would drag the woman into the living room and rape her repeatedly, sometimes for several hours. And within those several hours that he spent in the home, he would sometimes go through closets, drawers, eating food, drinking beer, making additional threats, just rummaging around the house, doing whatever he wanted. He would also steal items, but typically, like, personal items of low value, like, you know, watches or, like, little cufflinks or,
like,
you know.
Like a trophy?
Yeah. It was said a couple times that he did steal cash or firearms, but it was only occasionally. And so when he would leave the house, he would make sure that he did it so quietly that the victims weren't sure if he was gone or not. Because apparently he would go in and out of the victim's sight for, you know, the whole period of time that he was in the house, so they would never know if he was actually gone or not.
Oh, that's really creepy.
Yeah. And then, just to, you know, further that he wouldn't get caught, he would walk on foot through, like, multiple backyards or, like, the woods, if they lived near it, to his bike or his car. And he would also use parks, schoolyards, creeks, and other open spaces that just kept him away from the street that people, you know, normally hung out at. So, fun fact that's not so much of a fun fact before we get into, you know, his arrest, because that's the fun part. He attacked 50 women over the course of 3 years.
Yeah. Man.
The hell?
That is a lot.
Yeah. Shit. So all of this happened before the 90s, the 1990s. But his case went cold and was reopened around 2000. And then, guess, he was arrested on April 24th of 2018.
Wow.
That's like 30 years after he stopped.
18 years? That's so crazy how it took them like that long when like the evidence wasn't even like fresh, you know?
Yeah, and that was after it was closed for a year and after they worked on it for like, you know, like 10, 20 years.
Oh, so it took them like a long ass fucking time.
Yeah.
Like 30 years.
And also because of how long it took them to find him, they couldn't charge him with any of the rapes or burglaries because they had expired.
Expired?
Yeah, like after a certain amount of time, they're like, oh, we don't know. It's, you know, we can't charge you with that because it's been just like so long.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what that's called. It's like a specific term, though.
Yeah. But luckily, they were able to charge him with 13 accounts of murder and another 13 accounts of kidnapping. Mm. He made a deal with the judge to plead guilty and not receive the death sentence. Bastard. But he did receive multiple life sentences with no chance at parole. And this motherfucker is not dead yet. He's still alive.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely whack.
That is pretty whack.
Yeah, but that is all I have for this week.
Okay. Man, I can't believe he's still alive.
It's so weird to like hear about stories like that and then like, oh yeah, he's still alive. He's just like, sitting in jail.
Just living his life. No idea people are like us are just talking about him.
Yeah. I mean, he is like 70 or 80 years old at this point, so.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really think that there's much that you can do.
It's like slowly rotting.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him, exactly. All right. So this week, I'm going to talk about the Nibiru Cataclysm.
Cataclysm,
all right? So, doomsday, right?
Doomsday.
Everyone thinks they know when it will be, including the Mayans, Catholics, and other Tin Hatters, all right? Nope. But according to Nancy Leiter, this event is different because it's true.
Oh my God, it's true?
Yes, according to this Nancy lady. So basically, she thinks that this currently unknown 12th planet is going to collide into Earth and end the human race as we know it.
How is there a planet that we don't know about?
Just wait, because it gets even more, impressively stupid as we go.
What is it, Pluto? Right.
No, it's not Pluto. Okay. But it's either going to collide into Earth or it's going to nearly miss it. So, I'll get into, like, how it would, if it nearly misses us, how it would screw everything up. Mm-hmm. So, in 1995, Nancy Leiter started this website called Zeta Talk.
Zeta.
Where she blogged about her experience getting a communications device implanted in her head by gray extraterrestrials called Zetans.
You know, at first I was like, oh, this kind of sounds like, you know, like a sorority blog. You know, like...
No, this lady was probably like 30, 40 when she started the blog.
Oh my God.
She's pretty old now.
Just like the Zeta kind of sounds like, you know, like Alpha Phi or, you know, whatever. I just accidentally touched my mic.
If you guys are interested in learning more after this podcast, the website I think is zetatalk.com.
Oh my God.
If you just look up Zeta Talk, the website will come up. And she has a YouTube video, and in some of the videos she has a webcam so you can see what she currently looks like. So she got the device implanted in her head when she was like a young girl, right? That's what she said.
A young girl.
So these extraterrestrials apparently told Nancy that a planet that they called Planet X,
yep.
That is about four times the size of Earth, okay, would get close but not actually hit the Earth on May 27th of 2003. All right.
Well, that's like 2 months after my birthday.
So this would cause Earth's rotation to cease and cause the Earth's pole to destabilize and lead to a displacement of the Earth's crust. After this May date in 2003 never happened, she refused to give out the true date because people in charge would declare martial law so that they could trap people in cities where it would be more dangerous to live if the Earth's crust would have been displaced. Do you understand how idiotic this is? It, like, hurts my brain.
So if she releases this date, the government is going to get so involved.
Yes. They're going to... Well, apparently they already know about it. They already know that it's going to happen. But if she, who is the only person who knows the date, if she releases the date, then the government would know and they would trap people in cities.
So basically Nazi Germany, but without the gas.
I mean, kind of, but I don't know. They're not going to, like, take people and put them in cities. They're just going to make it so people couldn't, like, leave the cities.
Why? What would happen if we left the city?
Because, like, earthquakes... Because earthquakes, if they... In a city, they're a lot more dangerous, especially when they're a lot... like, the magnitude is higher, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, building could fall, and there's more people in cities, so more people would die. So, if people knew what was happening, then they would want to leave. Where they can go somewhere safer, where the ground is... Where buildings aren't likely to fall and kill them.
Then why wouldn't they let the people live?
But they don't want them to live. Because she... The government wants them to die. That's what she says.
Oh, makes sense.
Yes, the government wants them to die. So they would declare martial law so people could not leave cities. This conspiracy has become synonymous with the Nibiru... which is a planet that was originally from the book The 12th Planet by Zakaria Sitchin, who is a longtime proponent of ancient astronauts, which is a theory where extraterrestrials visited Earth in prehistoric times to bring knowledge and science. Which you've heard of, right? Like, some people think that aliens came to the Earth and that's how Egyptians were able to build the pyramids.
My dad thinks that.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting one, but I don't know if there's a whole lot of... I mean, aside for there's, like, weird-looking hieroglyphics and shit that...
I mean, not necessarily back then, though. He thinks that, like, with how we've gotten from, like, the 1900s to now, that there's no way that we could have become this technologically advanced within that amount of time.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me this before. I think it's interesting, too, I guess, but I think with... I don't know, I think once technology is able to build on top of itself so much, I think that it becomes more and more impressive, but in the grand scheme of things, what we have accomplished so far is, like, nothing compared to what we will accomplish in the future.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it seems like a lot right now, but it's probably very minute compared to what we'll eventually get to.
Yeah, like, what is it, what's that one family with, like, the flying cars, the cartoon?
The Jetsons.
I was going to say the Flintstones, and I was like, nope.
It's the opposite one, actually.
I was like, that's the opposite direction. Not that one.
Where they just live in space and stuff.
Yeah. That's where we're going to be. That's where they thought we were going to be, what, like last year, 2020?
Oh, yeah. Conspiracy theorists, they're like, yo, we're going to be living in space.
Yep.
Nope. So many theorists believe this conspiracy... Many theorists believe this conspiracy was connected to the 2012 Mayan calendar event. However, this date has obviously passed. And there's a lot of... We talked about it in... I think the first episode was the Time Paradox episode.
I have no idea what episode that was.
Okay, well, we have an episode where we talk about a time paradox. And basically... 2012 hasn't actually come yet. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, because
there was a mess up in the calendar.
Yeah, because the Mayan calendar doesn't exactly line up with our calendar, and so it's supposedly like this year or next
year. Well, no, because 2012 technically hasn't happened yet, because this theory says that we're still in like the 90s, or we're still in like the 80s or something, or like the 1800s. I can't remember.
No. How the fuck are we still in the 1800s?
I explained this in the first episode. Let me look.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch.
I swear to God, this was in, like, the first episode. I don't think I have like a good description on like the first couple episodes, but let's see. Also, quick little plug, our website, which I'm currently looking at right now. You guys can go on, listen to our episodes right from the website, and you guys can leave comments there, because you know you can't leave comments on
Spotify
or any other podcast platform that you listen to. I mean, you can on YouTube, but this is cooler, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. You guys can also leave likes, stuff like that, share it from here. Okay, so it's called the Phantom Time Hypothesis. And it claims that the Middle Ages never happened. They were made up. That's how it happened. Mm-hmm. So we're actually still in the year 1723. You remember now?
Yes.
I don't think you do.
No, I do. I swear.
So yeah, basically we're still in the Middle Ages. Anyway, so 2012 hasn't actually happened yet, apparently. So we're back to this. All right. So Planet X conspiracy has been sort of combined with the Nibiru conspiracy, which makes this Planet X a 12th unknown planet. Yeah. Okay, so in 2017, the Nibiru conspiracy was revived by a self-proclaimed Christian numerologist named David Mead. Mr. Mead claimed that various passages in the Bible contain secret numerological codes that would reveal the exact date in which Nibiru would be in contact with Earth. His prediction was set to the 23rd of September in 2017. Then, once this day came and gone, he revised it and claimed that on October 15th, 2017, Nibiru would eclipse the sun, and North Korea, China, and Russia would all launch nukes at the U.S., which would cause a series of 9.8 magnitude earthquakes and quickly decimate the Earth. All right. And if that wasn't enough, all right, this guy goes on, all right?
That day passes and he's like, wait, I got it wrong again, guys. So I'll get it next time.
Yeah, but this time he includes more information about what will happen.
Oh.
Yeah. So he says, this decimation includes a shift in the Earth's magnetic pole by an entire 30 degrees, okay? The United States would be split in half. And now I don't understand exactly what he means
by vertical or horizontal.
I don't know. I don't even know what if he means like it'd be like split, like a crack would form, or if like us like a sort of like civil war type situation would happen.
Oh. I mean, I think that if the magnetic poles are gonna go off and there's gonna be earthquakes, I would think that it would be like a.
That's what I was thinking too, but I don't honestly. This guy's a. He's a crack. So then he says that Barack Obama would be elected for an unconstitutional third term.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the previous stuff wasn't enough. He just had to add to it.
Yeah, he definitely was, though.
Now, this seven-year Great Tribulation was supposed to begin on the 15th of October, 2017. Now, obviously, this date came and went.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this conspiracy has had a lot of scientific rejection. A planet and object as big as the one described would be incredibly easy to see with the naked eye.
You would think.
It would also create substantial effects in the orbits of outer planets. And basically, there's a whole lot of other nerdy evidence that I will not bore you guys with because it's kind of a lot, and I don't even really understand most of it. It's just a bunch of NASA this, NASA that. So yeah, end times, 12th planet, this conspiracy is one for the books. I rate this a 6 out of 10 tinfoil hats because it annoys me how many times they predicted a date and nothing happened. Now, obviously, I know that the predictions mean nothing because the science doesn't really back up this theory. So there's obviously no imminent threat to Earth. However,
we just don't know about it.
Yeah,
it's the vampire alien lizards.
Yes, it's Jewish space lasers.
You can't say Jewish space lasers.
It's a joke from an SNL sketch where they talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is like she's a congresswoman. but she literally, she tried to, just recently, she tried to make a caucus with, like, only white people.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. It's called, like, the America First Caucus. I don't know. It was, like, a lot of people didn't back it up. It was, like, kind of racist.
I want to clarify that that, love that, was completely sarcastic. Just need to clarify that, because I said that in a very serious tone.
You did, actually, kind of.
And I don't want people to come for me. We support all races.
Yes. This is a very liberal podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nancy, I'm talking to you. If somehow you stumbled your way upon this podcast.
Nancy.
Listen here.
All right? Step it up.
Man. If you're going to make up a conspiracy, all right, set the date in either in the future or something so you can retain an audience and keep them on their toes, all right? Because some of these people that joined in, they set a date like 2 weeks in the future, like from when they jumped in. They were like, yo, this
dude,
is
that's
me.
Not enough time to even build a bomb shelter.
Exactly.
What the hell are they doing?
Exactly. They jumped in, and then 2 weeks they were like, yep, this is going to happen on this date. And it was, I'm going to give this podcast, all right, I'm going to give this freaking conspiracy a 4 out of 10 tinfoil, no, 3. 3 out of 10 tinfoil hat, because it's trash.
Because it's trash.
And I'm angry now at them. I'm angry. Nancy, get your shit together.
I'm going to give it 5 frogs in a trench coat just because I think it's so funny.
It's so funny how stupid these people are.
It's just...
Nancy, I'm talking to you.
What is the reason?
I don't understand it. I don't understand. It would be so easy just to set a date in the future. Or not set a date. I mean, that's what Nancy
just
ended up doing.
Just go 20 years in the future.
At least 20 years in the future. But nope, Nancy was like, yep, 1995, boom, this is going to happen in 2003. You all better keep your ass in line.
Nothing in our lives matters anymore. The world's going to be gone anyways.
Exactly, exactly. Again, if you guys want to check out Nancy's website, it's zetatalk.com, something like that, or just look up Zeta Talk. You guys can learn all about this conspiracy and more. I don't even know what she's up to now. I gave you the most up-to-date information I could find. After a while, my brain started hurting.
You're losing brain cells.
That has been Crimespiracy episode 24.
Heck yeah.
If you're interested, go and check out our website, crimespiracy.com.
Oh yeah.
Where you can participate in online forums. You guys can literally just create if you guys want to write an article, if you guys want to like write about an episode that you watched that you liked, if you want to introduce a new conspiracy, a new crime into mm-hmm. the chat,
oh yeah,
we will personally come on and we will participate in the forum.
We
other
ain't got
users
nothing better to do.
Exactly. Other users will come on and participate. Our social medias are linked on the website or in the description of the YouTube video and the description of anywhere else a podcast is that you're listening to. Again, this has been Crimespiracy episode 24. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.